Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app. Star One Credit Union, in your best interest.
From KQED.
I'm Erica Cruz Guevara, and you're listening to The Bay, local news to keep you rooted. The wine industry in Sonoma County has been adapting to more wildfires and smoke, but climate change is also affecting the people who pick the grapes. Working conditions for farm workers have become more dangerous, and now some of them are saying they need more protections.
How do farm workers continue to do their work when there is thick smoke all around them? And how does the wine industry continue to thrive in our area when flames are threatening the crops?
Today, what advocates and farm workers are demanding in Sonoma County in the face of climate change.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app. Star One Credit Union, in your best interest.
The grape harvest is coinciding more closely with our wildfire season.
Nichelle Chavez is a reporter for the Press Democrat in Santa Rosa.
Farm workers are having to go in to work in areas where there's thick smoke. Last year, we had the LNU complex fires that began in August. Organizers were hearing from farm workers. They were learning that they were being taken into evacuation zones by their employers and working, harvesting, doing essential work. So that resulted in a coalition of local groups writing to the Board of Supervisors, basically saying, we're very concerned that farm workers are being let into evacuation zones, and we're not sure how much safety information they're being given and generally how safe they are while working in these areas.
And who mostly does this kind of work in Sonoma County?
A lot of the immigrant community, sometimes indigenous people who are from parts of Mexico and Central America, whose primary language is indigenous languages. So they don't speak Spanish or speak a little bit of Spanish, but really they prefer, and their primary language are indigenous languages. And one of the terms that I've heard to describe them is that these are folks that are living hand to mouth. So they really are putting their paychecks, immediately using them to cover food and rent and basic necessities.
Muy buenas noches. Mi nombre es Margarita García. Soy de la comunidad mixteca. Mi lengua materna es el mixteco. Y gracias por la invitación.
One of the farm workers that I spoke to recently, Margarita García, she's from Santa Rosa. She also spoke about this topic a few weeks ago before Los Cien, which is a local Latino leadership group in Sonoma County.
Hemos sufrido bastante en estos últimos años, como saben, con los incendios. En 2017, muchos de los campesinos fueron afectados con este incendio, se quemaron sus casas, y yo fui una de esas.
She described working in these conditions as running a 10K marathon.
Porque cuando trabajamos piscando uvas, estamos en un nivel, estamos trabajando por toneladas, por contrato, que realmente es de adrenalina, es de carrera, es de rápido. Y es como ir en un maratón de 10K y ponte la máscara N95, a ver si puedes respirar. A veces es imposible.
Farm workers who work in vineyards and in the wine industry, they have to go very quickly because they are paid by the weight, by the number of grapes that they pick. So they're really incentivized to go as quickly as they can. That's not always easy while you're wearing a mask. And I've heard that some farm workers don't wear any mask at all, or they try to wear them, but the mask can be flimsy and break. A lot of farm workers choose to bring just cloth scarves. to provide some sort of barrier that's a little bit more comfortable than a mask.
But then you're taking your mask off and then potentially exposing yourself to wildfire smoke, which is also very dangerous.
Right, and you're doing this work for hours at a time.
Y si estamos ahí día con día trabajando, aguantando cualquier clima, cualquier cambio climático, ya sea el sol, el calor, el frío, en las noches que se nos cae el frío, estamos para sacar las cosechas, para poder beber un gran vino.
What have worker advocates and farm workers in Sonoma County done about the fact that they face these dangers on the job?
There's a local group called North Bay Jobs with Justice.
We think that we all have a responsibility here in our community to make sure that the people who do the work, the people who are tending to these plants, that they be respected and they are able to live good lives.
So Maxwell Alper is a North Bay Jobs with Justice executive director. Him and his team, they did a survey of about 100 local farm workers, specifically people that work in vineyards. And from that survey, they came up with 5 demands and have sent out letters to businesses in the local wine industry, about 100 of them, asking them to come to the table and negotiate around the demands that farm workers are making.
We found that the real concerns, the top 5 concerns for farm workers and wildfires were language justice, disaster insurance, community safety observers, hazard pay, and clean bathrooms and water.
Disaster insurance. So if a wildfire destroys the area that they were going to harvest, instead of them losing out on their wages, that they receive some sort of compensation. Another ask has to do around with community safety observers. North Bay Jobs with Justice is asking for the wine industry to allow their community members, volunteers, to observe the working conditions that farm workers are working in. See whether the wine industry as a whole, if they are following the safety practices that they are supposed to be following during wildfires. Premium hazard pay, so giving them extra pay to recognize the conditions that they're working in.
So, Nichelle, there are these 5 demands. Who is North Bay Jobs for Justice trying to put pressure on with these demands?
It's really the wine industry. They're going directly to the employers and saying, you have a responsibility to keep your workers safe and adequately pay them for the new conditions that they're being asked to work in.
What have these businesses in Sonoma County said so far in response to these demands?
So Max Bell Alper said that he has been in communication with some of the businesses that they reached out to. But what I don't know is which businesses and how many. When I try to reach out to these businesses, I had very little luck getting anyone to talk to me, any of these businesses to talk to me. One of the people that has talked to me has been Carissa Cruz. She is the president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers. This group represents 1,800 wine growers in Sonoma County. They're technically a marketing commission under the California Department of Food and Agriculture. Their response has been that they keep their workers safe and they prioritize their safety in times of wildfires. They also did their own survey earlier this year and found that most of the people that responded, most of the farm workers that responded, didn't actually know who North Bay Jobs with Justice was. Outright, I think their response has been that we don't really see these demands as legitimate.
Have wine growers like Carissa Cruz said anything about how they're threatened by climate change too?
Yes, they have. We are currently in a drought, and that is a big challenge that this industry has to face right now. Harvesting and growing your crops without water, it's a huge challenge that they're facing.
So when you talk about actual harvest, if our growers don't harvest a grape, it's not that they are missing a couple of weeks where they didn't get to work as the farmer, it's that they have zero income. Zero.
The other thing has to do with their crops actually burning down or being tainted by the ash and the smoke that surrounds us when wildfires happen. They are losing grapes because they can't use them.
The farmers can get through a few years of dealing with the financial impact, and then they lose the ranch. And at some point, there is that breaking point that, you know, really impacts agriculture and potentially makes our family farming community not be a family farming community.
What do these farm workers and advocates say will happen if their demands aren't met?
I'm not sure if we're there yet. I think the North Bay Jobs with Justice is really making an effort to invite people in and get the cooperation from the local wine industry. I'm not sure what happens if there are no negotiations, if no one comes to the table. There's really few options for farm workers. It's hard for them to not go into work because they really rely on the money that they get from their employers. So I think that's one of the difficult components of this. It's, and the option of just not going into work, calling out sick, is not an option for a lot of these workers.
You've been covering Sonoma County, you're a local reporter there in the community. What big questions are on your mind going forward as you continue to follow this story?
I guess I'm most curious about the future of the wine industry and these farm workers. If wildfires keep on coinciding with our local harvest, the question becomes, what do we do about that? How do farm workers continue to do their work when there is thick smoke all around them? And how does the wine industry continue to thrive in our area when flames are threatening the crops? I've lived in Sonoma County since I was 4 years old, and my childhood didn't include waking up to sepia-toned skies. It didn't include school being canceled because of wildfire smoke. As a reporter, there's a lot at stake here. It's important for me to see that we as a community can thrive and overcome these reoccurring threats.
Nichelle, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Two Sonoma County supervisors, Linda Hopkins and James Gore, say they plan to ask their colleagues to set aside federal COVID-19 relief funds for worker safety during wildfires. They're also calling on state regulators to give local governments more guidance on this issue. Thanks to Nichelle Chavez, diversity, equity, and inclusion reporter for the Press Democrat. You can follow Nichelle's coverage of Sonoma County and this issue on Twitter. She's at Nichelle Tweets. That's N-A-S-H-E-L-L-Y Tweets. This episode of The Bay was produced and cut by Aditi Bandlamudi, and it was scored and produced by our editor, Alan Montesilio, who also added the tape. And we got assistance with translations from Carlos Cabrera Lomeli. The audio you heard in this episode was from Lo Cien and PBS NewsHour. KQED's senior leadership team includes Erica Aguilar, Jessica Placek, Kiana Mogadam, Vinny Tong, Ethan Tovin Lindsay, and Holly Kernan. The Bay is a production of your local public media station, KQED in San Francisco. I'm Erica Cruz Guevara. Alan Montesilio is back in the host seat next week. Until then, peace.